Andre Costello.
This just means for us that we're sitting on the bus, thinking about the places that we have been to. Driver brings us round to locations on the ground. We're crawling, yes, we're crawling through today. A newborn baby's bawling and the New York Times are crawling. Crawling through my motorcycle dreams. And this just means for us that we're sitting on the bus, thinking about the places that we have been to. Looking at the faces, they're giving me no kind of looks. That's alright with me. A bus ride ain't too cheap now. The interstate's for ramblers, and that's where I'll be with you. And I'm inclined to take you. And that's just what I'll do. This just means for us that we're sitting on the bus, thinking about the places that we have been to. And if that trail's too dusty or if your sedan's too rusty, get on down to the avenue. And if that sky is falling, if the burden you are hauling just won't stop or it won't go away, it just means for us that we're sitting on the bus and thinking about the places that we have been to.
Andre Costello at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, I just got a job with City Parks, and I used to Pittsburgh Center for the Arts.
Yeah,
that's where the office is based.
Are you working with Nancy and Sandy?
I did.
Or this is retrospective. Okay.
And there's a Frick Park is right next to that. There's just like the parking lot and this beautiful wall, and you walk through it, and there's that wonderful water fountain, and I would take my breaks out there, and my lunch breaks and my coffee breaks, and I remember writing that song down there.
But I haven't thought about it. You just made me think of something, which a great song does and great conversation does. One of my first jobs, it was just a summer job, but was at a steel mill in Clairton Coke Works, and I used to always take my lunch in a park. By myself, a couple miles away, I would just sit there, sometimes write, kind of look down on the valley beneath me and think about that. It's a nice song. Tell me a little bit about yourself. It's always tough when I know somebody a bit, but I don't know everything about you, and including whether you were originally from Pittsburgh. So tell me about growing up.
Yeah, so I grew up in Beaver County in Elwood City. It's a great, great little town. I believe it was founded by a man that invented barbed wire fencing.
I've heard that.
But I don't think that he's credited for it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know how I found out. Oh, yeah, my one history teacher at Riverside High School. So I'm from Elwood, and at one point, I think in the 60s, they cut this segment off of the Lincoln High School district and installed Riverside, which is like the Zillionople side of Elwood City. That side of the Conquenessing River, part of North Swickley. And it was mostly rural. There's Fombell, which was a place called... people said that the only place where there's more cows than humans.
Fombell.
Yeah. Now it's probably more gas wells than humans, but I don't think it's that bad yet. grew up out there, just the rural influence of it and seeing like this sort of blue-collar working class in whatever way possible, just like, I don't know, things seem to move a little bit slower there and, people trying hard. I don't know, I used to live on this like floodplain on the Conquenessing River, and a lot of people don't realize it, but Hurricane Ivan, what was the one that was before? Oh, it was Ivan, was right before Katrina.
So right, Ivan, and Ivan caused a lot of damage in our region.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it came up, the Mississippi River Valley and kind of turned and headed up this way and rained so much that it drenched all the soil and brought the water up to, like, where the flood line was, like, the high water mark. And then just a week later, Katrina came through, which had, like, probably twice as much force. And the water was too saturated, or the ground was too saturated to take on any more water. So, like, it flooded out, like, the whole area.
Wow. And, were you put out of your house?
Yeah, that morning we had to leave, like, I don't know if my mom got a phone call or something, but I think it was, like, maybe 3 in the morning. She's like, we have to move my car out, and I think you have to go to, and she had to go to work. And so she brought me over to the school, which was right in that floodplain. The school was like built up a little bit higher and just like sort of, you know, it was missed. But like, I remember just like hanging out in the lobby. Like they had like a, I don't know what you call it, but they had like a station set up to help people that, you know, were displaced. But then later that day, we took, my dad came and brought his boat and we put in like at the base of our road and we're riding through the neighborhood and his little tin bass boat with like a little motor on it.
If you can do that safely, that's probably a way to help people too, as you go from place to place. Wow. I've known some people that have had experiences where their basements have flooded pretty badly, including myself, but not actually being forced to leave your house like that. That had to be pretty scary. And you were still in middle school, you would have been pretty young.
It was early high school.
Yeah.
I feel like so it's probably about 16, maybe 15.
Well, there's more I want to learn about you and get to know about you, but why don't we listen to another song? What would you like to play next?
This song, that first song is from the new album, and this song will be, is on that album as well. Features harmonica, and it's like it's the most of a country song on the album. My band, Nick Charters and Matt Fierlo play on it. I got to do some organ on this track, and I'm not going to be playing it today, the organ. But and then James Hart from the Harlan Twins played pedal steel on it.
Did James sing at all?
No, he didn't sing.
He's got a great voice.
It's like, no, you're not going to upstage me.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Andre Costello. We'll talk about his CD release. I think it's the first for him, right?
This is the first full length. I did a full length by myself after I left this band called The Slant, and it was just me, and then I got a band, and then I did like this album called Summer's Best that we did the video for later, but. Around then, I was like, I need to get a band to play these songs. So I like recruited Nick and Matt, and so this is the first full length of an actual dedicated band with a trio. So like, it's not just me in my bedroom.
It's Andre Costello and the Cool Miners, and the release is going to be at the Warhol on August 3rd, Friday.
No, October 3rd.
October. How did I get to August? Wow.
Living past me.
October 3rd, Friday. No, I was thinking 2015, because I know you guys when you say you've got an album
You're
coming out.
Promotion early.
Here again is Andre Costello.
I was a rambler east of these hills, shedding my straitjacket roots. And steady loaded people up on the ridge would wonder where I did roam. I was a lover set in my ways, but I couldn't be somebody's pet. And steady on the bottle, my future at large, and always consumed by the girls. Please find another way. I can't wait forever. I can't wait forever. Wayfaring people do as they will, searching for the ends of the world. Well, up in a steeple, the hunchback he groans. It's rusted through. Down in the valley, no, can't be the hills. The country man plows his fields true. And the newspapers
just tell me what I should do. I should pack up and claim my estate. Someone on the bottle once told me the truth. Is measured by shovels of dirt.
It's a nice song. That's Andre Costello, and also some pretty good harmonica playing. You know,
my reeds got stuck.
Are you serious?
A harmonica is very... I don't know how people get harmonicas that don't do that.
Huh.
They just, like, stick. And you go breathe in, and it just, like, plugs up.
Oh, it's funny, because I was thinking how good your harmonica playing sounded on that song, because it's really easy to kind of get into a Bob Dylan-ish cliche kind of... Not that he's cliche, but it is when somebody else is doing it.
Yeah.
and you really sounded very much like your own man as you played that.
Right.
It's also a really well-crafted song. Tell me a bit about how you write, if there's any process, or how it comes to you.
There is a process, and the process is when the work needs to be done. So when the songs come, like the ideas... Or like if I have a lyric or a melody or a chord progression or some sort of riff or something, I have to stay in that sort of playful place and like don't let anything like block or cloud that. So like you can't let any sort of thoughts like drift in that shouldn't be there at the moment.
And you can't – it sounds like you're saying that you also cannot park it. If it comes to you, you better stop. You better grab it. You better develop it because otherwise it'll be gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's – and not to transfer my own feelings onto yours, but I mean that's – I feel that way too. There are so many times that – something will hit me that I want to write about or incorporate into what we do here. And if I don't do it that instant, you know, it'll never come back.
Yeah. I think David Lynch said something like his best ideas he never wrote down and he doesn't remember them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so easy to lose track of your thoughts. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, forget to write down that you got to pick up milk. It's another thing to forget this great song idea that you had.
It's something that is so important. Like you have to get it down. You cannot let it go away. Ideas are priceless and they just, once you lose them, they're gone. But they leave that space where you know that there was something there. So you're like, I know there was something awesome there, but it's completely gone. It's just like a shell, you know. And then, I don't know, people have streamlined this process. Walt Disney, for example, he has like, you know, he'd have all these like kid think tanks, have all these children come in and brainstorm, just be like, yeah, I want to see a movie with a balloon in the house. and then they just file – they file it all away.
Wow, I didn't
they
know
just,
that.
And they just have like these endless files of ideas that kids thought up.
Wow.
My teacher, Mr. Nathan, taught me that in high school.
That's kind of like the old expression or image of an infinite number of monkeys and an infinite number of keyboards would eventually create the works of Shakespeare, given enough time, it would happen.
Yeah.
It would take an infinite amount of time to do that. Yeah. Do you think most songwriting – well, I should say for you that it's pretty much a singular or solitary affair. I'm sure your bandmates might add to the arrangements a little bit. But
they do.
For crafting the song itself, is that – pretty much a solitary individual thing. It sounds, as I listen to the songs, I think that's probably the case.
It is. You can make decisions, like I can make, we can make decisions as a band when we're learning the song. But like, you know, if I have like part of a song figured out and like I show them part of it, which I think we'll be at a point where we'll do that, which we are, you know, still learning, you know, how to make music together. And I think we're getting closer and closer and closer and closer to like forming songs as a band, which I look forward to that. And I think that's a different thing than sitting alone and, you know, and record and, you know, writing the song on by yourself.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm not a musician, but I know quite a few. And finding bandmates, especially for music that has, you know, thoughtful lyrics and original songs, it's really tough because it's a very intimate thing when you're sharing of yourself, you're presenting these songs, and you really need to find good band members. And it sounds like you have. Tell me about the guys that are now. It's your build is Andre Costello and the Cool Miners, right? So, are there two Cool Miners?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's meet them. So they're not here, but let's hear about them.
Matt's a cool guy. He's a taller fella, well dressed, wears dress shoes.
Does he have a last name?
Yeah, Matt Fiorillo.
Okay.
Matthew Fiorillo. And he works for this like mysterious company where he like builds these things that are made entirely of code. I don't know what it is, but he's kind of a genius. And he went to school for linguistics here in Pittsburgh. And Nick is a cool fella who wears Adidas flip-flops and, like, he's got some cool glasses. He's got, like, salt and pepper hair. He's got a little bit of gray. He looks really distinguished, very handsome man. He's the drummer. Matt's the bassist. And Matt sings backup vocals. Nick kind of sings from behind the set and lets the drum mics pick up what he does.
And how did you find these guys? Probably in a shoe store from the sounds of it. But.
Yeah, we all frequented the same Goodwill shoe store, which was right next to a really nice shoe store that Matt went to.
Yeah.
Let's see. Matt, it's a funny story because a while back, I have this house that my family lets me rent. They like had to vacate it, or the daughter, my cousin moved out to get a job to take a job in North Carolina.
And this is back in Elwood City?
Or? This is in Brookline. This is where I live now, and I've been here for about 7 or 8 years. And I moved down here to go to the Art Institute. I was commuting before from Elwood, and my mom lives in Hopewell. And they were like, hey, do you want to live in Brookline? And I was like, heck yeah. So I've since I moved in there, I've had about, I think, like 23 roommates.
Not all at the same time.
All at the same time. Oh, no, for 8 years. No, all separate times. And it's been really cool. People coming and going, you know, like hanging out and, you know, and then moving on to bigger, better things, or, you know, moving to Bloomfield or something. But Matt came and looked at the house, looked at the room, and we were like, we're just talking about music the whole time. And apparently he, on his way there, was like, there's no way I'm living out here. It's too much of a drive. And,
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. He has a CMU and like all his friends are over. He went to CMU. And so all his friends were over in that area. And he was like, also besides he's moving, he was like, I'm moving back to Princeton here in like a week. So I don't even know why he was looking at the house in the first place. But we met then, and then he ended up moving back to Pittsburgh, and I saw him at Club Cafe, and he was roommates with my friend Zoob. And I was like, dude, you wanna join my band? So I saw him at Club Cafe, and then I saw him at a party at their house, and he was seconds from joining a screamo band.
That's interesting.
He was, which I'm sure would have been a tasteful sort of screaming.
You rescued him.
Man, yes.
You rescued him.
But yeah, he went with me, which was cool. And then Nick was recommended to me by his girlfriend, Molly Dickerson, who I worked with at the in the labs at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and she was like, you know, I know this guy. He's really good.
What a small Pittsburgh it can be, and I say that in a very affectionate way, because it's amazing how you meet people and how much how few degrees of separation there are. We're going to talk a little bit about the show coming up on October 3rd. Andre Costello is here. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. I want to be sure we get some more music in. What would you like to play next?
I want to play a song called Rule On, which we will be performing as a full band at the show on Friday. For this song, we made a music video that spanned the whole... It's on an EP of three songs. We made a music video that spanned those three songs. And it was... we sacrificed my wonderful piano for the sake of art and and space in my house. But the piano, it follows it from, like, being used in its natural setting and then being moved through the second song where Nick and Matt are pushing it for miles. And then the third song, Solar Flares, has it just watch it burn. And we found this really great spot up by Elwood, by McConnell's Mill State Park. But anyways, this song, Roll On, you can find the video online. And that's, we edited it to fit one song, all that footage. And so Roll On, parentheses, spaceship. We're going to perform it in front of the video at the Warhol Museum. This is like sort of a folk version of it, I guess.
See you in my telescope. I think I've got the fear. See you in my rear view mirror. It might sound just like a joke, but I really care. I would like to see you here. Every time that I look in the bathroom mirror, I told you not to follow, told you not to roll on, told you not to follow me home. Trade our words for silence so we don't have to speak. But trade our words for silence at home. Don't trade your faith for science or else you'll have to think. Don't trade your faith for science, oh no. Cause to use your head all the time will make your knees get weak. Told you not to roll on, told you not to follow me home. So climb into my spaceship when you get the fear. Climb into my spaceship, my dear. Climb into my spaceship, your pulse is getting weak. Fly into my spaceship alone. And fly into my atmosphere when things are getting bleak. I told you not to follow, told you not to roll on, told you not to follow. Thank you.
not to roll on, told you not to follow me home, told you not to follow, told you not to roll on, told you not to follow me home.
Andre Costello at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I stopped at Andre's website and saw that burning piano up there that was part of the video. And sometimes a piano, you know, just can't make it. I know my parents' piano, which I really wanted to adopt after they broke their house up, could no longer be tuned. I had two or three piano tuners look at it, and it was just impossible.
That was part of my decision.
Yeah, and so giving it life in a music video isn't a bad thing. I noticed your record label, Wild Kindness Records. I'd like to know a little bit more about that, if you can, because it looks pretty cool. This is a group of folks. It looks like you're Pittsburgh-based, but some artists are from New York. I saw some Ohio artists as well as some Pittsburgh artists. Can you tell me a little bit about the label and what its goals are?
Well, the label, it started in Youngstown, Ohio. It's got some real strong Youngstown roots. And if it can stick around in Youngstown, and when it did, then it's got some staying power. David Pokrivnik started it. He founded it. And that's how I was on the label, as I started. I met him through some friends here in Lawrenceville, and whenever he was starting it out, and after a while, I got to talking with him. He put Tumbleweed on the label. That's the album that I did first, and then he had me record. He like facilitated it and set up that session. Summer's Best, which I played Roll On from, and then he had some circumstances came up, and he could no longer really give the label his full attention, and so it was about to go away, and then Jeff Benton stepped in from Pittsburgh. I knew him from Cannon Coffee, and he was a big fan. He was there when we released Summer's Best, and he's just been an awesome dude. And he took it over and asked me if I wanted to stay. And I was like, yeah, I'll stick around, see how it goes. And he's been nothing but amazing.
Well, that's great. WildKindness.com is the website. And you can actually see the album. The new album has a great name. It's called The Rattling Arcade. The Rattling Arcade. And WildKindness.com, if you want to really go all out, /artist.
The album's for pre-sale on there on vinyl.
Oh, that's great. On vinyl.
Yeah.
Terrific. Now, was that made in Ohio or Pittsburgh? Do you know?
It was actually, it's currently being pressed in California.
Ah.
And it's going to get here like about a minute before the show.
See, when I said August 2015, it'll arrive. You're exactly right. It always is like that. It'll arrive a minute before the show. But that's great. There's been such a resurgence in vinyl.
Apparently, this past summer has been the busiest summer because we were calling around we were shopping for places to cut it. And they told us that this is the busiest the record industry's been in 17 years.
I saw a graph of nationally pressings of vinyl, and this past year and possibly 2013 are above the trough that occurred after the introduction of CDs.
Oh, good.
It's actually higher, and it's interesting because it's probably a whole bunch of smaller quantity releases too, so it's kind of neat to see that happening. So the show is at the Warhol, the Andy Warhol Museum here on the north side. It's October 3rd. I'm guessing it might be all ages, is it? Because at the Warhol, I would think it would be. When you described the film that you're using for the song, or I don't know if you're going to use it for all three songs, but the Warhol is a great place to do something like that.
And we have for that album Tumbleweed, we did whenever we released Summer's Best, we played it at, like, Cannon Coffee and 720 Lounger, music, clothing, and Butler over in Lawrenceville, and we did two nights in a row, and we played this footage to the album in its entirety, which that's how we pitched to the Warhol, is we'd be using this footage, and it's made of all this, like, found video from, archive.org, and it's, like, all these ephemeral pieces, like public service announcements on how cool coal mining is,
mining is.
Yeah, it's just like, this is good for your family, and, like, put that in there. I think Tide makes a – there's, like, this shot – because I edited them together, so they kind of – they overlap and, like, blend. And so there's a shot of, like, this, like, spaceman standing there, and it's, like, the camera's, like, panning down, like, these, like, storefronts. And then somehow I think, like, a Tide washing detergent – container, like, goes in the middle of it and merges with the spaceman. So, like, it's pretty far out and kind of trippy, but it's got, like, this pop sort of feel to it. So I think it's going to be really cool at the Warhol Museum.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, there's a group out of New York called the Trachtenberg Family Singers. I don't know if you know them or not.
That sounds really familiar.
Two parents and
I was thinking Von Trapp.
Daughter.
That's what.
Well, it's not not too dissimilar. But they would incorporate, I think my memory's right on this, they would incorporate slides during their performances. And their daughter played slide projectors. She would, make the slides change. Now, the novel part of this is they used found slides. They would buy them at flea markets.
Oh, yeah.
And so these were slides of people and places that had nothing to do with this particular family.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah, I was looking through a bunch of old slides with my family
It gives meaning to them, because they're
And it's fun to repurpose and stuff like that too. And some of those images, I do actually spend a lot of time at archives.org. And some of the images there are really fun to look at. Andre Costello is here with us. And if I'm, depending on length, we're going to have time for one or two more songs. We have about 8 minutes of radio time here. And I want to be sure we get more music in. And I also want to thank you for being here. It's been terrific.
Cool. I'm going to play something called Way of the Future. And it's about my love for coal mining. And no, not really. It's for it's a sarcastic approach or song pointed at like industrialization and just feeling the groove of it. And this is probably about as bluegrassy as I've ever gotten in a song.
Brother, oh brother, what do you see? The way of future is taking me. I'll tell you what I saw. You're taking a long time to see. best of all time. We're the best of all time, you see. Oh, card hand of a lifetime, right by law. And I can't even tell you what to call. Fall down into what I saw. Drive on until you get to another strip mall. Lord have mercy.
Good song, and it's great to hear you singing out. I think, would you like to play one more? I don't want to twist your arm. I think I think we can sneak it in if it's okay.
How much time?
We've got about 4.5 minutes. Mm.
Okay, I'll play a deep cut.
Cut? Okay. As you get ready, I'm just going to thank you for being here, as well as Gemini Theater and Ethan and Dave from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, and also early on, our early morning guests from Indiana County. Pleasure to talk. I'll eat up all your time here, and there'll be no time left. Pleasure to talk to Rebecca Slack from Indiana, and also Nancy Gordon about the Kelly Strayhorn Theater event happening on October 3rd, the same night that the CD release party is for Andre Costello and the Cool Miners. Thank you for being here with
Thank
us.
Thank you so much for having me, Larry.
And you still have 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
What are you going to close up with?
This song is called Go Easy, and it's a good parting song. Makes me feel, has a feeling of like the new year for some reason for me.
Perfect. It's a new year for some folks celebrating Rosh Hashanah too.
Yeah.
So it's perfect.
When you go, go, go easy, for the times indeed are hard. So go, go, go easy, for the end is never far. Well, I know at times it seems sleazy. See, I was born and raised in a car. For me, it don't come easy. The end is never far.
So when you go, go, go easy. For the time's indeed hard. But don't forget your gold earrings. For the end is never far.
Andre, thank you for being here today and for playing so well. And hope folks will come out to see you this Friday night. What time does it start?
Starts at 8 o'clock. Doors open 7:30.
8 o'clock. And we've linked to Andre Costello's website and where you can get an advanced copy of that vinyl disc. If you go to slbradio.org, you'll find it there. Or wildofkindness.com is another place to go.